Mr. Mansour is president of the Classified Senate.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Before I get into this report, I did want to make a few comments on some of the things that were said earlier. One of them being just that we, for the Classified Senate anyway, myself personally, have a commitment to the shared responsibility of the water conservation debate that was happening. I also want to mention that through these different crises, it gives us an opportunity to leverage the academic side and the courses in, you know, we have water systems technologies here. We also have a Green Gardener program as part of the non-credit program that has a certificate in landscaping, you know, to do responsible landscaping and the rest of it. And it would be lovely to see some of our students involved in some of these processes to develop our campus into a more sustainable environment. So I want to make that comment, and the Senate will stand behind you. So on this particular issue, we're happy to get involved in any way we can and support. I think it's an important issue and will be continuing in California over the next who knows how long. So we're with you. Anyway, the Classified Senate co-hosted the Classified Summer Kickoff event with CSEA and Canyons Cares. This event was a huge success and lots of fun for our members. I want to thank Ureli Gonzalez, our Classified Senator in charge of social engagement, for spearheading the project, along with the Classified Senate board, and Justin Wallace, Jasmine Rise, and Steve Rise for agreeing to be dunked in the dunk tank. You know, about the dunk tank, now that I mention it, we actually debated for a very long time whether to cancel the dunk tank because of the water issue. And we did. It was a serious issue for us. And we ended up, Justin Bradshaw volunteered to, after the event, take a sub pump and put it inside the tank and use it to repair the areas that were damaged during graduation, to turn off the sprinklers in those areas and help repair it. So this has been on our mind for a while. And so we had a lot of fun, but we also wanted to be mindful of that issue. A variety of ice cream, snacks, and outdoor games were provided that we couldn't afford a full lunch. So instead, it was more of a bring your own peanut butter and vanilla sandwich type occasion. In short, it was peanut great to see.
Peanut butter and vanilla, is that what you said?
Banana.
Oh, banana.
No, vanilla.
Vanilla.
In short, it was great to see over 60 colleagues show up and socialize once again. Another good news, the Classified Senate board has expanded with the addition of our newest senator, Heba Edgeheim from the Career Services area. This brings our Senate officers to 11, which is our highest number yet. Last week, the Classified Senate sent an email letter to the COC Foundation. This is regarding their college-wide announcement calling for mini-grant applications from the faculty. As you know, the classified professionals have been proactively involved in supporting our students through a variety of projects, especially those housed under the rapidly developing Canyons Cares Committee. In fact, at the Classified Summer Kickoff event, we received a full new page of signups for Canyons Cares, indicating that classified members are seeking ways to directly support our students in newfound ways. Therefore, we have petitioned the foundation to consider expanding its mini grant application pool to classified professionals and ideally to all college employees. We noted in our letter that, quote, impactful student-focused projects on our campuses are not bound by job classification, but rather by the limits of vision and creativity as bolstered or stymied by opportunities for financial support through grants like yours. I would appreciate those involved with the foundation to echo these sentiments for equity and grant applicant pools going forward. All right. In other news, there were a few odd occurrences I witnessed on campus these past few weeks that I thought I'd share with you. For example, last week I noticed a distraught nursing student attempting to return their anatomy textbook. Being part of Canyons Cares, I went up to the student and asked what was wrong. And they said, what kind of a nursing student would I be if I bought an anatomy textbook missing its appendix? Similarly, our archaeology students are also having a particularly hard time due to department budget cuts and inflation, the impacts of which have potentially left their entire future careers in ruins. You guys were talking about inflation earlier today, and you know, in all seriousness, I sympathize with what the board was saying about their compensation and inflation and support your efforts to increase those compensations, because it is an incredibly serious issue. The last was, I checked, it was at 9.1% for last month. Mm-hmm. That was the highest it's been in 40 years for inflation. So thank you all for what you do and your efforts, and know that, you know, I certainly at least stand by you, especially the student trustees, in getting compensation for their efforts. I know how much goes into this, but mine's on the house tonight. In truth, I wish I had more jokes this time around, as I think laughing is healing for everyone. But there's one last serious item that I do want to report on tonight, that is the recent COVID-19 developments, and namely the significance of the Omicron BA5 strain becoming dominant in the US and its potential impact on our campus and the community in the coming weeks and into the fall. If you aren't familiar with BA5 yet, to put this concern into perspective, the original COVID-19 strain had an R-naught value, also known as its reproductive rate, of 3.3, meaning that for each infected person, they would infect another 3.3 on average with whom they exposed. Fast forward now to the current Omicron BA5 variant, which has been reported to carry an R-naught value now of over 18. This rate will likely tie or surpass measles as the world's most infectious viral disease. Given the wildfire-like capacity of this latest variant, we'll all have to work together to ensure our campus remains vigilant, cautious, proactive, and flexible to adapt to the spike in cases at any moment. Furthermore, I implore the college to continue to purchase, communicate, and distribute self-COVID test kits to all employees. We should ensure that we have test kits in each department, and furthermore, encourage employees to maintain tests at home for screening any potential symptoms before coming to work. I understand that some test kits have already been distributed, and I am greatly appreciative of those involved in these efforts. Still, I think we can improve this system further before we hit the next wave by bolstering the distribution, messaging, and clarifying the request process at both the Valencia and Canyon Country campus for these devices. In addition, we should consider additional messaging campaigns to help our students access free test kits on a regular basis, if only through their government or insurance program assistance. In conclusion, I, like so many of you, am beyond tired of talking about COVID-19. But this feeling of exhaustion and a desire to move on is exactly why we need to keep talking about it and brainstorming ideas as a team, so that we don't let our guards down. And on that ominous Omicron note, I yield back to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Monsoor. We appreciate you coming tonight and sharing your thoughts as always. I don't know if I can speak for the entire board, but you certainly have my support in terms of the classified receiving foundation grants. I think that's an excellent idea. Excellent
much.
Idea.
Yes.
A lot of the programs that you're involved with and your colleagues are involved with are a real benefit to the college, and we appreciate those. So.
Thank you very much.